Zug Daf Yomi, Masechta Review, Masechta Sukkah, tape number 3.
For subscription information about the Daf Yomi Masechta Review, please contact Daf Yomi Tapes, PO Box 831, Monty, New York, 10952.
This tape is dedicated in memory of Rav Yonah ben Moshe Philipson, Zichrono Livracha. Our Maggid Shir is Rabbi Yossi Heber.
We are in Masechta Sukkah, at the beginning of the fourth parak. Perek Revi, Perek Lulav Va'arava. This begins on Daf Membeis. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, there was a special mitzvah to take the Arava around the Mizbeach every day, as well as the Lulav. And the Mishnah says, Lulav Va'arava were sometimes all 7 days, and sometimes just 6 days, if Shabbos was a later day than the first. But Hallel was for 8 days, including Shmini Atzeres. Sukkah and Nisuch HaMayim were for 7 days. The Cholil of Beis HaShoeva, Simchas Beis HaShoeva, was for 5 or 6 days, depending if Shabbos was part of it or not. They used to keep all lulavim in the Beis HaMikdash, but when it got to be a sakana, because of the crowds, they were misakin that people would take home their lulavim every single night. The Gemara then says, if the first day of Sukkot was on Shabbos, in the Beis HaMikdash, they would take the lulav anyways. Mashenkin, if Shabbos was on other days, they did not take it. Why not? Rabba explains that there was a special gzera because we were afraid that a person might come to carry dalan amas brishus harabim. We know from the Gemara Shabbos Daf Ayin Gimel that the av melacha of carrying is making an akira in one rishus and making an anacha in the other. In other words, carrying from a rishus hayachid to a rishus harabim. On Daf Tzadik Vav in Masechta Shabbos, we also know that there's a special halacha l'meishu b'sinai that says carrying dalan amas brishus harabim is also considered tiltal. Therefore, because we're afraid of that here, we do not carry the lulav on Shabbos unless it was on the first day. And the same takana exists for Shofar and Megillah, and they're not done on Shabbos for that reason. Daf Megillah. In the Beis HaMikdash times in Yerushalayim, they would take the lulav on the first day of Sukkot if it fell on Shabbos, since it's a mitzvah daraisa, which is considered chashuv. So why don't we do this today? So we say, because of Sveika D'Yema, it's not worthwhile to accidentally potentially be metalta. What about an Eretz Yisrael? Maybe today we should take it on Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara discusses that on Daf Mem Daled. The mitzvah of lulav is only by day, not by night. Mashenkin, the mitzvah of Sukkah is both by day and by night. The Gemara says that the pasuk of Arvei Nochal, in its plural form, teaches us there are two mitzvahs of Arava. Number one, the mitzvah of doing it with a lulav, and number two, taking the Arava and circling the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash. This mitzvah was 6 days, unless the seventh day, Hoshana Rabbah, fell out on Shabbos, then it was Leicha Shabbos. Why are we not chayshish for Shami Avirena Dalat Amos Bershus HaRabim, like we said before? So Rabbi Yechanan answers, we want to publicize that this mitzvah was Minatira, therefore we do it anyway. The Gemara says that Chachamim set up a calendar so that Hoshana Rabbah would never fall out on Shabbos, because if it did, we wouldn't be able to take the Aravas. Fractisus, if we're so worried that if Hoshana Rabbah comes out on Shabbos, we'll have to skip the Aravas, why do we allow Rosh Hashanah to fall out on Shabbos? Say the same thing. We got to be Rosh Hashanah. How can we allow it to be on Shabbos? We'll have to forego blowing the Shofar. And in fact, today we know we do that. We forego the Shofar if it falls out on Shabbos. So he answers, Chachamim asu chizuk l'divrehem yaser mishal tera. My Shofar on Rosh Hashanah, if we miss it 1 year, no one is going to forget the next year, because it's a beferish pasuk in the Torah. So we're not concerned about people forgetting it. Mashenkin, since the mitzvah of Arava is only a minig midivrei seifrim, if we miss it 1 year because it fell out on Shabbos, we could chas v'shalom forget it the next year, and the next year, and the next year. Taisus also gives another teretz that there's no problems by Rosh Hashanah, since even today in Eretz Yisrael we hold of 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So even if you miss one day, you'll still have a chance to chap it on the other day. Mashenkin, when you're dealing with a Shana Rabbah, you only have 1 day to do it. So if you miss that 1 day, you miss it completely. The Gemara says each day they circled the Mizbeach once, except on Hoshana Rabbah, where they circled it 7 times. And we say that there's a machlokes if they actually circled it with the lulav or with an arava. The maskana of our Gemara is that today lulav is not Deicha Shabbos, not in Chutz Laretz, or in Eretz Yisrael. Daf Mem Daled. We know that Lekicha Stalin Minim is for 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash, but only 1 day the Medina. However, today we take it on the first day, Midaraisa, and on all other days, as Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai was Mesakin, we do it Zecher LeMikdash. Of course, in Chutz Laretz today, the second day is considered a Midrabanan, so it's Ke'en D'Araisa. The Gemara says that the Machlaikis, if our Rava in the Beis HaMikdash was Minat Torah, Halacha L'Meishim Misinai, Takanas Neviim, or Minik. The Gemara brings down Reish Lakish, who says normally a Baal Mum, a Kayan who's a Baal Mum, is not allowed to go to the area of Ein Ulam L'Mizbeach, but to be Mekayan the Mitzvah Daraisa of our Rava, this Kayan would be allowed to go Ein Ulam L'Mizbeach, to circle the Mizbeach. So this is Veicha the Rabbanan of not going Ein Ulam L'Mizbeach. The Gemara says that today Hoshana Rava takes the place of this Mitzvah of our Rava in the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Ami says one cannot be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Arava with an Arava bound to a Lulav, but according to Rabbi Yitzchak, this is okay. Aivu brought one Arava before Rav and did not make a Bracha because it was only a Minik. The Gemara says a person should not take a trip on Erev Shabbos more than Gimel Parsois. A Parsa is equal to 4 Milin, which is 72 minutes. We know 1 Mil is equal to 2,000 Amos. So this in total, 3 Parsois, is equal to about 3.5 hours. The Mishnah Berurah says that this chumrah of not doing that is only if we're talking about walking by foot. And this is also only if you're going to your own house, since if you come at the last minute, there's not going to be any food prepared for you, since no one was expecting you to come. And therefore, you'll get angry at the house, and I'll shalom bayis, so you're not allowed to do it. Mashenkin, it's okay to come to a hotel at the last minute, because there is no question of shalom bayis. The Mogen Avram brings that today, where people prepare extra food for Shabbos anyway, so we're not machmer that a person should have to come way before Shabbos. However, of course, it's naturally a good idea not to take any chances with Chilul Shabbos and to try to arrive earlier and not to come at the last minute. Daf Mem Hei, the Mishnah. There was an area below Yerushalayim called Maitza. In this area, they would gather the Aravas. The top of the Aravas would droop over the Mizbeach, and then they would blow Shofar. Each day, they circled the Mizbeach once and said, Ana Hashem Hashiana, now Hashem, please save us. Rabbi Yehuda says that instead of saying that, they would say, Ani v'hai, Hashiana. On the seventh day, they surrounded the Mizbeach 7 times. And the Gemara says that Maitza was exempted from the state tax. That's why it was called Maitza, because it was Maitza, it was excluded from the state tax. The Gemara says the Aravas were 11 Amas tall, so they could bend 1 Amma above the Mizbeach. Isru chag ba'avaisim ad karnais ha-Mizbeach, the Pasuk. The Gemara says anyone who makes einig out of yontif via food and drink, then it's ke'ain building a mizbeach and bringing a carbon. Rashi also learns that Trat in the pasuk of Yisruchag b'aveisim at karnas ha-mizbeach tells us that it's a mitzvah to make a simcha on Yisruchag. And in fact, today when we refer to the day after yontif as Yisruchag, this is the makar for that it's nice to treat that day specially. The Gemara says that a mitzvah can only be done with items the way they are grown. And we say that there are 18,000 tzaddikim who are in Shemayim, who see the Pnei HaShechina after their Nifter. The Sfasema says that amongst people who were living, the only person ever to see the Pnei HaShechina was Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara says that a person who is Mishtatef, the name of Shemayim together with something else, is uprooted from the world because he's Mishtatef with something else. Really, it should stand alone. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Shmuel, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, that we make a bracha on Lulav all 7 days, but on Sukkah we only make it once since it's a continuous mitzvah. Rabbi Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, says Sukkah you make the bracha all 7 days since it's Midaraisa, and each time you go in it's a new mitzvah, therefore you make a new bracha. But Lulav you only make a bracha one day, since days 2 through 7 are only Midarabanan. And Rabbi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, which is how we paskan, says we make both brachas all 7 days. Daf Mem Vav. When a person builds a sukkah, he makes a shachianu. Lamaisa, we do not make the bracha of Shechianu when we build the sukkah, but rather we wait until the first night of Sukkot. With this, we can understand the Seder HaBrachas by Kiddush on Sukkot night, discussed later on Daf Nun Vav. We are noyeg that on the first night, we first make the bracha Leishev Basukkah, then we make a Shechianu in order that the Shechianu should go on the mitzvah sukkah in addition to the yontif. However, on the second night, we're noyeg to make a Shechianu and then make Leishev Basukkah. Why? Because the second day of Yontif is Sveka D'Yayma. So you make the Shachianu only on Yontif, since it's Misafik whether we treat it as the first day of Yontif or not. And therefore, we don't want an interruption between Kiddush and Shachianu. However, Leishev Basukkah, even if it's the first night, for example, because of Sveka D'Yayma, here we are on the second night. Even let's say, for example, that was the first night. You were already Yaitza, the Shachian of the Binyan Sukkah, when you made the bracha on the first night. And if maybe it wasn't Yantav then at all, so it would have been like making a bracha on Erev Yantav. In other words, if, let's say on the first night you say that when you made the Shachianu, it was really only Erev Yontif because it's fake at the end. It doesn't matter. Why? Since as you see from our Gemara, if you made the bracha of Binyan Sukkah before Yontif, you yaitza anyway. So no matter what you did on the first night, you yaitza that mitzvah. Therefore, when you get to the second night, you don't need to make that bracha anymore. And therefore, we don't want any interruption between Kiddush and Shachiyano, because Leishe B'Sukkah doesn't need to be made, really, technically, at that point in time. You've already been yaitza the mitzvah of Binyan Sukkah whenever you made the bracha for the first time. On the first night, whether the first night was really the first night, or the first night was Erev Yontif. And this also answers another question. We know that Lagabi, most mitzvahs, we make a Shachiyano on the Sveik of the Yema, for example, Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, we make the Brach of Shachiyano both on the first day, and on the second day. So the question is, why don't we make a Shachiyano on Lulav on the second day of Sukkot also? The same day that we make a Brach on Shaif for the second day of Rosh Hashanah. So we could answer, since once you made it on the first day for making the Lulav and the Esrog and putting it together on the mitzvah of Lulav, even if that was already a day of Sveik of the Yema that it was called, you were Yaitza already. Once you made the bracha once, you Yaitza, and that's it. So you don't need to make the Shachiyano another time. Okay, anyway, we don't paskin like this. But what we do is normally, we don't make the bracha of Shachiyano. We build the Sukkah, rather we make the bracha of Shachiyano on the first night of Sukkot. That's how we paskin today, and in fact, on the first night of Sukkot, we try to do it that way, that first we make Leishe B'Sukkah, then we make a Shachiyano, Mashekin, and the second night we do just the opposite. The Gemara says tefillin. Every time somebody puts them on, even if he puts them on a few times during the day, he makes a new bracha. This is the Shita of Rabbi. The Chachamim say that you only make it once by Shacharis. We do like Rabbi, by both tefillin and Sukkah, that we make a new bracha every time we do the mitzvah, unless a person never had any Hesachadas. If he never had any Hesachadas all day when he was wearing with tefillin, then one bracha applies. He doesn't have to make another bracha because there was no Hesachadas. The Gemara says that a person who lights Hanukkah candles makes a bracha, and even a person who just sees them lit makes at least a bracha of Sha'asa Nisim Lave Sein. On the first night of Hanukkah, one who lights the candles makes three brachas. Mahadlik Ner Shal Hanukkah, Sha'asa Nisim Lave Seinu, and Shachiyanu. Subsequent night, we make only two brachas, the bracha of Hanukkah and Sha'asa Nisim. The pasuk of Sha'awa Vicha V'yageidcha teaches us that even things that are only midrabanan, for example like Hanukkah, still get the bracha of Asher Kiddushanu Mitzvayse V'Tzivanu. You could ask, Asher Kiddushanu Mitzvayse V'Tzivanu Lagabi Hanukkah? That's midrabanan. That came much later on. Why do you say Asher Kiddushanu Mitzvayse V'Tzivanu? It's not a mitzvah deraisa. So we say, since a mitzvah deraisa is considered, a mitzvah derabanan is considered just like a deraisa, we treat it that way, Lagabi the bracha. We end up paskin like Rav Kahana, that we do not make a bracha of Shachiyano when we build the sukkah, but only when we finally make the bracha of Kiddush. Of course, as we mentioned before, if a person makes the bracha of Shachiyano when he builds the sukkah, he's yaitza anyway in that Shachiyano. The Gemara says that the more Torah that a person has, the more easy it is for a person to be able to learn even more Torah. And we say that just like sukkah is asur for personal use on sukkahs, since it's hukta l'mitzvasa, it's set aside for a mitzvah, the same thing is true with an esrog. The Gemara says something becomes muktzah if it was muktzah during the period of banished mushes. If it was muktzah during that time frame, it becomes muktzah for the entire time of Shabbos or Yontif. As the call we know from Shabbos, migud is katzoy lebanish mushes, is katzoy lekulei yayma. Rav Zera says that a person should not tell a child he'll give him something and not give it to him, because then he'll teach a child how to lie, which is not good, of course. We know from the Gemara in Beya, Daf Dalet, that we hold of 2 days Yontif in Chutz Laretz. We know in Eretz Yisrael we keep 1 day Yontif, but in Chutz Laretz we hold 2 days Yontif even today, because Minig Avaseinu Biadeinu. And in case bad things could happen to us, we could forget all the Torah, and then we would have to go back to 2 days of Yontif, because we wouldn't remember how to keep track of the calendar. Since that could potentially happen, and we would have to go back and keep 2 days of Yontif, so even today where we know exactly when Yontif is, we still keep 2 days anyway. Since we're discussing here, and we're about to discuss Shemini Atzeres and a lot of the halachas of 2 days Yontif versus 1 day of Yontif, this is a good point to discuss for travelers the different Shitas HaPaiskim on the subject. Of course, one should ask his Rav before taking a major trip before Yontif on how he should be Naik. If someone is from Chutz Laretz, i.e. they're coming from the United States or from Europe, and they go to visit Eretz Yisrael for Yontif, most Shitas hold that one must be Machmer to observe Al Chiyuvei De'oraisa on the second day of Yontif, similar to how he observed them on the first day of Yontif. This is the view of the Beis Yosef, the Sharei Tshuva, the Yavitz, and the Mishneh Berurah in Siman Tav Tzadik Vav. Some are Mekel, and hold you do not go by where you live permanently, but rather you go by where you are on that Yontif. So, for example, you're in Eretz Yisrael on Yontif, then you would only keep 1 day. This view is held by the Chacham Tzvi, and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. A third shita says that you keep the chumras of both Yantav and Chutz Laretz. So for example, on Simchas Torah, you would have to wear tefillin, but you can't do malacha either. This is the shita of Reb Shmuel Salant. Today, we generally do like the first shita, and we simply keep 2 days of Yantav even when we're visiting Eretz Yisrael. This is the psak of Reb Moshe Feinstein, Zechorin Levracha, as he paskins in Igros Moshe, Arachayim Chelet Dalet, number 101. And is also discussed by Rav El Yoshev, who makes mention of the fact that the son of the Chacham Tzvi, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, rejected his father's view in his sefer, She'elos Yavetz. If an Israeli comes to the United States for Yontif, he should not do malacha on the second day of Yontif if he is in an area of Jewish people. As we learned in Masechtas Psachim Daf Nun, we don't want to cause machloikism. However, even this is not 100% clear in the Paiskim, especially regarding turning on a light, or if this chumrah applies if someone is in a private house where no one is watching. However, if an Israeli is, let's say for example, on a small Hawaiian island for Yontif, where there are no Jews, it's mashma from Shulchan Aruch Siman Tav Tzadik Vav Sif Gimel that malacha would be mutter, since the Gemara Psachim Daf Nun would not apply. There can't be a machlokes since there are no other Jews. Of course, as I mentioned before, these shitas are just brought down for the purpose of being familiar with some of the different shitas of Paiskim, but one of course should ask their Rav when they're in this type of situation. Daf Mem Zayin. The Gemara paskins the Hilchasa regarding Shmini Atzeres that Mesiv Yasvinan Bruchi Leimavarchinan. We do eat in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, but we do not make a bracha, since if we did make a bracha, as the Rush says, this would contradict the mention of Shmini Atzeres that we already said in our Tfilas. And we eat in the Sukkah, and we do not make the bracha, by both day and by night of Shmini Atzeres. However, there is a machlokes rishayim if we sleep in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. As we know that there are those who are noyig not to eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. What's the makar for this? So there are a number of pshatim. Taisvis and the Rush here both ask, why don't we take the lulav on Shmini Atzeres also? If we're so machmir to sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, why don't we take a lulav on Shmini Atzeres? So he answers, since the lulav is muktzah and it will appear as chol, we do not take the lulav. However, regarding the sukkah, we do sit in the sukkah, since it's possible that people go onto their porch on Yontif. If you go onto their porch on Yontif, sitting in the sukkah doesn't look like you're doing something which is a davar shalchel. So the Karban Nisano, Sifkat Zion, points out that that's only if it's a nice day. However, if it's cold or windy, and a person goes out to sit outside, then it'll take a look like they're doing a minig of chol. Therefore, it's better not to eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Also, the Sefer Meshev Tzedek, written by Rev Tzedek HaKayin from Lublin, explained that many people do not have the minig to eat in the sukkah today on Shmini Atzeres, since in the climates of Europe it was very, very cold, so somewhat of mitzdar. Therefore, today we're noyig not to do that either. Many people, at least, are noyig not to do that. However, most of the Velt is noyig to sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Of course, this is only true when we're talking about Chutz Laretz. For an Eretz Yisrael, naturally, because the Pasuk says, Basukah is Teshvu Shivas Yamim, very specifically. If a person eats in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, he could potentially be Iver on Bal Taisif. Therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, no one is Naik to eat in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. I recall when I was learning in Eretz Yisrael in the Mir Yeshiva a number of years ago, I ate by someone on Shmini Atzeres, who, of course, in Eretz Yisrael did not have the meaning to eat in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. However, there were 5 guys eating by this person's house, all of whom were American, and all of whom did have a minig to eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. So this person didn't really know what to do. Should he eat in the sukkah, or should he eat in the house? Since he had 5 guests who all ate in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres when they were in the United States, and since it's a question for them of Sveika de Yema, they technically had a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. So we ate in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres in this person's house for the 5 people who had this minig. And this particular person put a towel under the schach on top of him. So he'd be showing very specifically that he's not sitting under kasher schach, he's eating under pasul schach. Therefore, he wasn't eating in a sukkah. Therefore, there's no bal taisa for him, but for all of us who had the minig to eat in the sukkah, we actually were yaitza, the minig of eating in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, according to the Gemara, which says, Meisiv Yasvin and Bruchi Lai Mevarchin. Going back to the Gemara, on Shmini Atzeres, we also make a Nusha Hachiyano for the Chag of Shmini Atzeres, because this is considered a new Yantif. But on Shvi Shal Pesach, we do not make a Shachiyanu, because it's considered the same Yontav as the rest of Pesach. The 7 days of Sukkot have Sukkah, Lulav, and Nisach HaMayim. Mash'enkin Shmini Atzeres is different, because it does not have any of those three. That shows that it's a separate Yontav. In Birchas HaMazon, we also say Yom Shmini Chag HaAtzeres Hazeh, in Yalav Yaveh, which also shows it's different. The Gemara says that Karban Pesach required Lina, but Pesach Sheni did not require Lina. And finally, the Gemara says Shmini Atzeres is considered a regel b'fnei atzmai due to Pei Zayin Reish Kuf Shin Beif, six different things that differentiate Shmini Atzeres from the rest of Yontif. Number one, Pais is the Pei, that we have none on Sukkot, but on Shmini Atzeres we do have a Pais, a lottery between the Kahanim. Number two, Zman, that we make a new Shachiyanu. Number three, Regel, that there is no Sukkah in Eretz Yisrael. Number four, that we bring a new carbon. Number five, a special shear, which is the shin. And finally, the beis, is that we have a special bracha for Shmini Atzeres. While here we're discussing the halachas of Shmini Atzeres, let's briefly discuss the makar of Simchas Torah. This is not brought down in Dina de Gemara, and in fact is not mentioned anywhere until the Rama discussed it a few hundred years ago in Shulchan Aruch Simen Tafrei Samach Tes. As he says, V'karin Yontav Achron Simchas Torah, Lefisha Samchin, Sesmechin, V'aisin Bay, Seudas Mishta, L'gamra Shel Torah. The Minigat HaKafis isn't brought anywhere either, not in the Rishayim, but only in the Minhagir of Isaac Tirna. But he only mentions HaKafis at night. The Rama was Kaveh the Minig for both the night and the day of Simchas Torah, and the Mishnah Berurah brings B'Shem B'Achranim that we make seven HaKafis during Simchas Torah, similar to what we do on Hashanah Rabbah, where we walk around, we do the Mizbech, and today we walk around the Bima. The Siddur of the Baal HaTanya first brings the Minig of doing HaKafis also on Shmini Atzeres at night in Chutz Laretz. And the Minig of saying the Psukim of Atah HaReisa is brought in the Machzer Vitri, and the Minhagim Debeim Aram Mirattenberg. Daf Mem Ches, the Mishnah. The mitzvah of Hallel and Simcha are for 8 days, 7 days of Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres. Rashi says that Hallel is only Midrabanan. This is how we paskin. The Bahag holds that Hallel on Shalosh Regalim is Midaraisa. The Nafkamina would be if a person is Misupik whether he said it or not. Do you go back or do you not go back? The Mishnah also says that Simcha is equal to Basar Shlamim. And finally, the Mishnah says that a person must give Kavod to Shmini Atzeres, and Kavod is equal to having fresh and clean clothing. The Gemara says, V'samachta b'chagecha v'yisa ach sameach. What do we do with the extra word sameach? That comes to include the mitzvah simcha for Shmini Atzeres also. The Mishnah. When a person finishes in the sukkah, Hashanah Rabbah in Eretz Yisrael, he should not dismantle the sukkah, but he should take out the kelim in order to be mechabed the upcoming Shmini Atzeres. The next Mishnah. Nisach HaMayim is halacha l'mayshim b'Sinai. We do it onto the Mizbech in conjunction with the Karbanos. The Kayan would fill a golden flask with water from the Shiloyach, which was a spring of water in Yerushalayim. They came back to the Shar HaMayim, which is on the south side of the Azara. They then blew Shofar, and the Kayan would walk up the Kevesh of the Mizbech. The Kayan would pour the water into a bowl that was on the western side. The wine, by the way, was poured onto the eastern side. They then reminded the Menasech to lift his hands high, because of the Maisa that once happened with the Tzduki, that he poured the water on his feet, and everyone stoned them with their Esreigen. Finally, the Mishnah says that the same Avodah of Nisach on Chol was equal to the Nisach on Shabbos. The Gemara says we learn the Inyan of Simchas Mayim from a Pasuk in Yeshaya, who Sha'afta Mayim Besasayim Mimayna HaYeshua. They drew the water, Mayim Besasayim, and happiness from the wells of Yeshua. In going up the ramp, people generally always went up, in fact, on the right side, except for the three exceptions brought down here in the Gemara. And finally, by the Maisit Stuki, where they stoned him, the corner of the Mizbeach was chipped by all the stones that were thrown at him. Daf Mem Tes. A Mizbeach which doesn't have a ramp, a corner, or a site is considered pasul. The Shisin of the Mizbeach, the cave of the Mizbeach, was created during the Sheshis and Bereshis, and the word Bereshis includes this word Shis in it. The Gemara says once a person does a mitzvah, he cannot be mayel on that object anymore. Ein l'cha davar shenasa mitzvasei umayalan bay. The Gemara says you can become satisfied from wine by drinking it in large gulps. We say that Avraham Avinu was very generous. He was the first of all gerim. One should learn Torah with modesty. and even public things like hespeda and chasenes should also be done modestly. The Gemara says tzedakah, charity, is greater than all karbanos put together, but gemilas chasadim is even greater than tzedakah. The Gemara says Hashem rewards for tzedakah depending on how much chesed was put into it. For example, baking bread is more of a chesed than just giving flour. The Gemara says in three ways gemilas chesed is greater than tzedakah. What are those three ways? Number one, tzedakah can only be done b'mamaynei, but gemilas chasadim can be done b'mamaynei or b'gufay. Number two, tzedakah is only to an ani. Gemilas chasadim can be done to both rich and poor. And finally, tzedakah is only to people who are living, but gemilas chasadim can be done to both living people and dead people. The Gemara says, "Kol ha'aseh tzedakah u'mishpat ki ilu milei kol ha'olam kulei chesed." And we say that any person who has an expression of chen, grace, and charm on their face, it's a sign that that person is a Yirah Shamayim. The pasuk that we say, "Pia pascha b'chachma, the saras chesed ala shayna," if a person studies Torah lishma, then it's considered Torah chesed. If it's shaloi lishma, then it's not considered Torah chesed. Also, if one learns Torah in order to teach it to others, then it's considered Torah chesed. Give me those chasadim. Daf nun. If the water for nisuch is left overnight, it becomes pasul belina. We say that there is no maximum shear, ain shear lamayim, mashenke, there is a minimum shear of gimalugin, the Ritva says. The Gemara says that kli sharis can only be mekadesh midas, but not shalei ledas. And finally, the Gemara says that if the water was left uncovered, then it's possible for nitzuch, since it may have been poisoned by a snake. This marks the end of the fourth parak of Masechta Sukkah. Now let us begin the fifth parak, parak hacholul. The Mishnah says the cholul was sometimes played for 5 days, and sometimes played for 6 days, depending on where Shabbos fell out. This was for the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, and this is learned from the pasuk of Ushiafta Mayim B'Sosei. The cholul was not Leicha Shabbos and Yontif. Taisus asks, why does the Isser of blowing an instrument prevent us from blowing the cholul by the Simchas Beis HaShoeva on Shabbos? This is an Isidir Abanan, due from the fear of Mesakin Kli Shir. So let's say that it should be Mutter, the Beis HaMikdash, because we say Ein Shpus V'Mitdash, it's only Midir Abanan. The Taisus answers, the cholul was only a Simcha Yisera. So it's not enough to cancel out this takanas chachanim. It was not mamish a mitzvah, but only a simcha yisera. You could ask, we know that the reason we have a heter of ein shvus b'migdash is because kohanim zrizim heim. They're very, very careful. And since the cholul was done in public, why don't we relax this iser? Because nothing's going to happen. It was done publicly. Kohanim zrizim heim. So people will see it if anything chas v'shalom happens. So the Ritva answer is that we don't use the heter if the potential for iser is very shchiach. Fixing a musical instrument is something that could potentially happen very, very easily. It's a davar shchiach. Therefore, we do not use this heter of ein shvus b'migdash to be daicha, this potential iser. And the Gemara says, she'ivas hamayim was created during the sheshus and ebereshus. And Taisus explains that the reason we call it simchas beis hashoeva is because we know shamisham shayavin ruach hakodesh. We can draw from the shechina, since hashechina shura shruya b'makam sheyesh b'simcha. The Gemara says that there's a machlaikis if the ikar shir was with a kli or with the mouth. And finally, the Gemara says that a kli shir made from eitz, from wood, according to Rabbi's pasul, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's kosher.